It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
We always see shifts in the market every week. Something's a bit different. Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes on with us. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is new in the world of real estate that we need to cover this morning?
Okay, so briefly, always just touch on interest rates real quick. They bumped up a little bit again. 7.2% is our average interest rate in the United States right now for somebody with exceptional credit. And we talked last week about the inflation numbers were going to come out on the 13th, which was yesterday, and they did. And they were slightly higher, went up by like 0.1%. We're at 8.2% inflation right now. So rates are probably going to stay this high, if not go up a little bit more throughout the end of the year.
Wow, so that's a big change. Talk about how that's impacting the market.
Yeah, and so though with that, what's happening is buyers' purchasing power. Basically, if you're going to buy a house today versus a year ago, for that same house, you're going to be paying about a third more in monthly payment. So, for example, if your payment was going to be $2,100 on a $400,000 house a year ago, you can buy that same house at the same price. You're probably looking around $3,000 a month for your payment. So that's obviously going to pull back buyer demand, and that's what's happening. Days on market for Douglas County went up for the fourth straight month. Your average house now will sit on the market 49 days before getting an accepted offer, which is a long time looking in the short-term history, but that's actually fairly normal for a real estate market to be on the market, you know, a couple months. But sellers aren't used to that, and, yeah, so 49 days on market is pretty normal. So if you do have your house listed and it's been on there a few weeks, don't panic. We're still selling lots of homes. Pending sales are down about 35%, which is right in line with about how much purchasing power people lost. So that number doesn't surprise me that our pending sales are down this September from last September, 35%. You know, when the interest rate is 4% higher than it was a year ago, there's going to be some pullback in buyer demand.
Wow, that is just an amazing number to think about. We haven't seen rates this high in I don't know how long.
20 years. It was 2002 the last time we were this high, and I believe they got up to 8.2% in 2002. So cross your fingers we don't set a new record. So we'll have to go back to the 90s in order to go to the where it was higher than that. But yeah, it's been a while since it hit this high, and it went up much faster than anybody anticipated. But I do have some good news. So what this is doing, it's the days on market, the lower buyer demand. For buyers, here's the good news. There are 25 homes right now in Douglas County that are financeable that are under $200,000. And you know, just 6 months ago, there were zero. So that's good news for buyers if they can afford the payment. 25 under 200. There's 118 homes in Douglas County right now financeable under 300,000. So that's 118 of them. And I decided I'm going to start giving you the deal of the week, which is just going to be the most inexpensive home in Douglas County that's financeable. And right now that house is in Winston. It's 370 Southwest Douglas Boulevard. $159,000, and it's financeable, you know, according to the listing agent. No inspection has been done or anything, but going off what the listing agent says, you can buy a financeable home for $159,000, three-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath. That seems like a pretty good deal. Only been on the market 2 days, so if you're listening to this, call your agent, and you better hurry. That one probably won't last 49 days.
Wow. So what is this doing in terms of reaction for people that are either looking to buy or sell right now? Are people kind of taking a step back a bit at all?
Yeah, some people, mostly buyers. We have about the same amount of listings. So every week we're getting, at this time of year, you usually get about 40 to 50 listings a week. That's been the same. That hasn't changed at all. But with our pendings going down 35%, that's who's taking a step back is buyers. You know, they're wondering if they should buy right now in this market. You know, people have been waiting for prices to go down, but the warning was always if prices go down, it's because interest rates went up. You might be paying more even though the prices go down per month. Of course, you do have the option of refinancing in the future. But that's also, you know, you don't want to bank on, you know, I'm going to refi in a year when the rates go down. We don't know what the rates are going to be in a year. So you still have to be comfortable with that payment. And that payment is higher than it's, you know, per $1,000. It's higher than it has been in 20 years.
Wow. As for some people, that might mean if you've got the liquidity to do it, making a bigger down payment.
Yeah, because when rates were 3%, people were putting down as little as possible because the borrowing money was so cheap. Yeah, exactly. At this rate, you're going to want to put down as much as you can, at least for now. You can always get it back later when the rates go down. You do a cash out refi, get down around 5%, hopefully. But yeah, that's a strategy to get your payment down. There's a lot of other strategies. The average sale price right now, the average home is getting $9,000 price reduction. So if you're buying a 379 house, you're getting it for 370 on average right now. So that's also good news for buyers. And that's not including the closing costs. You might be getting $9,000 off the purchase price, and maybe you're getting $5,000 credit from the seller to buy that rate down, which is another really good strategy for sellers to get their houses sold and for buyers to get that payment, that monthly payment down.
Talk about, I know that you were going to have some classes coming up, right?
Yeah, we're still planning on that. We don't have exact dates yet. We already did the investment class. We're going to do another one. But yeah, we're going to do some classes for first-time home buyers and run by different scenarios. Going to have different lenders there as well to talk to the buyers about different options that they can do to get their payment down and whether or not it's even a good time to buy. It depends on your situation. Are you renting for $1,800 a month? We might be able to get you into a house with a payment at or near that $1,800 where you're building your own equity instead of somebody else's. But yeah, those classes are definitely coming up. Our office is still getting a little bit of remodel. Once that's done, we'll schedule those out.
Well, and I did get to see your office last weekend, actually see you in person in the new location downtown.
Yeah, it's been great down there. There's so many great things that happen. I didn't realize how much the community does in the downtown area. I mean, they're having a Halloween trick-or-treat on Halloween where they're blocking off Jackson Street and the kids get to come to the businesses. We've got the parade coming up, the Veterans Day parade, and we're excited to be part of downtown, and we've been meeting all of our neighbors down there, and it's been great.
So right now, maybe even more than normally, if you are buying or selling, it really is important to not be a lone ranger, but to go out and deal with folks like you that have got the training and the professional expertise to cut through all this and figure out what to do.
Absolutely. If you have a real estate agent, you really need to lean on them. Ask them the questions about how to get your rate down, how to get into a place. You don't need to be in such a hurry anymore like you used to be. So you can really sit down and have a plan that's going to work for you. That's another bonus of right now. But yeah, if you don't have an agent, we'd love to help you. We have 68 of them ready to go, highly trained agents here at Oregon Life Homes.
All right. And how do folks contact you?
Easiest way is just to Google Oregon Life Homes, but you can also give us a call at 541-391-4945.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes, thanks for being on this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
859.